Guess what? It's here.
Guess what's here? Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está usted? Muy bien. Buenos dias.
No, pero, ¿cómo estás? Se muere, no hay idea.
¿Cómo estás? Muy bien.
Muy bien, muy bien.
Muy bien, sí, me alegro.
Feliz ahora.
Sí, qué bueno.
Oh yeah, good morning, Hamula. Good morning, Namaste.
Good morning, Keshwan.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning,
good morning, Keshwan. Good morning, Andreas. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bhutra Patrick. Joanna, good morning. Katrina, good morning. Oh, Panditji, good morning. Patrick, good morning. Susan, how are you? Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
I'm glad.
Oh yeah. Good morning, Chugila. Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Still tired, Geshe-la. Thank you for asking. Oh.
Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Peter, the Enlightenment.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Not Enlightenment, Enlightened Being. good morning, Susie. Good morning, Arina. Good morning, Aaron. How are you? So good morning. So, good morning. So now, good morning, Susie. Good morning, David. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Phillips. Good morning, Monica. Good morning, Monica. Monica, one who gave the house for the squirrel many years ago.
I can make you some more.
Yeah. So wonderful to see all of you. Wonderful to see. Then I can, anybody's watching on the YouTube, good morning too. Oh, yeah, Lamula. Say some prayer.
Let's start by saying the English three times, and then the chanting version. We all send of happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedewasam. Head of perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Reizik, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Today liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, this is enough to the Ramla. To the thing. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Ramla. Wonderful. Oh. So your Tibetan sounds like now Eastern Tibet. Ponyo, ponyo, ponyo. That's how the people of Eastern Tibet, they say, ponyo, equanimity, ponyo. You need to tell me that ponyo language. Sounds like Eastern Tibet. That's okay. Shiri, how's Jim? Shiri.
I'm trying to, okay, there. He's good, Geshe-la. He actually is out on a walk right now. He's trying to get his walk in before it gets too hot.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be 95 today.
Sorry, I have no snow to send. This time all the snow has been melted, so probably more on the way, probably. I think not finished yet. today, so... Mm. So idea, I think idea from the last week, idea is to say money mantra together and dedicate it that all the people, I don't know, just people, I think also like much bigger. Many living beings, life has been very much disturbed by, you know, like this virus. So physically, mentally, so then, you know, like a lot of them, many of them are fast away, many of them probably sick now, many of them worried they're going to get sick. So we used, we'll say money mantra together as a group. So then think about those things, okay? How it benefits connections, not physical connections, but mental connections. You can connect to each and every living beings through mind. You can connect. Then, you know, when you connect there, so the physically also there, because like mind cannot travel, without energies, without no energy, the mind cannot travel. So the energy is the, it allows mind to travel. So, yeah, so whenever the mind goes, so one energy goes, the energy is not mental, it's physical. So then, you know, of course, eventually the energy, become the cause for the body. So another types of body, whatever illusory body, whatever like that. So anyway, so connections. How it benefits connections. So money mantra, so easy to learn, then a lot of benefits. So it is all about compassion. You know, just think about it. Just think about compassion. So okay, compassion. Oh. When you have compassion towards somebody, that allows you, that creates the opportunities for you to help whatever ways, physically, mentally, praying for the well-being. Create the opportunity for you to help the persons or the beings. Of course, the being here, object of compassion has to be beings, cannot be like trees or bridge or something like that. It has to be object of love and object of compassion has to be breathing living beings, cannot be just object for the sake of knowledge. So once you have compassion, so that creates the opportunities for you to help. Compassion always creates opportunities for help, not opportunity. Compassion compassion does not cause any harm. Compassion, that's the beautiful thing about compassion. Once you have compassion towards somebody, so that because of the compassion, it prevents you to harm that other beings. So that allows you to help other beings. So that's the beautiful, That's why it's powerful. It's powerful because it helps the person who is developing compassion. It helps the object of compassion receive some help. So, compassion is needed all the time, not just now. So when you are doing much better, you need compassion. When you are already enlightened, you need compassion to help. So compassion is very, very, very important. Very beginning, in the middle, in the end, compassion is very important. So compassion compassion heal everything, not just one thing, everything. Very important to remember, compassion heals everything, disease, problem, mental problem, physical problems, evil, the presence of the evil spirit, everything. Compassion heals everything, pandemic, disease, everything, heals compassion. Not just compassion here, between lips. Not that kind of compassion. Compassion is a part of the mental quality, not just between lips. So that kind of compassion, hard to say, is healed or not healed. True compassion is from the heart. True compassion, that heals. That's why the money mantra is very powerful. Yeah, because it heals. The main subject of the money, the essence of the money mantra is compassion. Compassion. So therefore now visualizing chalices in our image, reciting chalices mantra. Then visualizing chalices image is equivalent of visualizing all the holy image. Why? Because essence is compassion. That's why. Because the essence is compassion. Compassion means everything for everything. Without compassion, you can't get too far. Without compassion, you can't get too far. So compassion is very critical, very critical. See, it needs compassion all the time. Not like when you don't make mistake, everything is going fine. It's not like that. Particularly if there's many things going wrong in the life, need compassion. And really need to learn how to approach your mistake, other people's mistake, your view, other people's view, weakness, other people's weakness, how to approach them with compassion. Very, very important, very important. Beginning important, middle important, and end important. That means all the time, compassion is needed all the time. There's no time that you don't need compassion. You need compassion all the time. Among those delusion or klesha, six root, 20 secondary delusions, six root delusions, 20 secondary delusions. Among those, sorry, giving you many numbers. I'm not trying to make you depressed, but that number has been mentioned, it exists. Six root delusions. Delusion. So among those, what is the worst? Anger. What's the worst? Anger. Why is the worst? Based on result, what it does, what delusion does, many delusions that negative impact on our life. So anger, negative impact the negative impact of the anger on our life is a big tragedy. You know, it is like it's not good. It's very bad. That negative impact of the anger on our life is not good. It's very bad. Among those delusions, anger is the most dangerous one. Most dangerous one. So the antidote, the patience. There's no practice like patience. Other practice like patience. Why? Patience prevents from anger. Patience prevents from anger. So, just think about like love and compassion is like the fire. It's like fire. Energy of love and compassion like fire. So anger is like firewood. The firewood. So turn into ashes. By fires of loving, of love, love and compassion. So, if that's the case, of course, meditating on compassion will heal each and every delusion. Prevent you, because you are the one who's meditating on compassion. It prevents you from all the delusions. There's technically some problem here, but no need to mention because you are not going to go into debate code yet. So anyway, the compassion. It's very important. Okay, it's very important. That's very important to remember. All of us. It's important to remember. Please don't forget. Compassion is very important. It doesn't matter how much you learn, how much you don't learn, how much you know about Dharma, how much you don't know about Dharma. What's the most important thing here is compassion. You have to remember compassion is very, very important. For your healing, for healing for the others, healing for the countries, society, family, friendship, everything. You need compassion. Compassion is very important to remember. It's very important. So the essence of the Mani mantra is compassion. That's why reciting Mani mantra, there's so much benefit. The anxiety about the virus or disease, pandemic, all of that, you know, the compassion. Compassion. It's very, very important, compassion. Not just, you know, between the mouth and lips, compassion, like, So now, regularly, like, generally speaking, somebody's shouting, somebody's like making a lot of noise, somebody's kind of cursing a lot of noise. In the beginning, it kind of irritates you, like, to the second moment that you realize that person has problems. What happens? Second moment that you realize that person has problems. It's not shouting purposely, it just can't control. Has some disease. Your attitude changes. Yeah, you feel bad. Because you recognize, you realize this problem is a problem. Uh, First, you are agitated. You are annoyed. You are agitated because you don't you can assess the situation very precisely. You can assess the situation. You just guess. You just guess based on that guess, and you judge. Once you realize the situation the person is in, once you realize the person has some kind of problems, so then you feel that. You feel that. So that does not become now the, before it's problem for you, it become problem. Now it's not a problem. Now that kind of switch. Now that things before not able to assess correctly, it become problem. It itself, that sound, that very sound that become problem for you. It becomes the object of your agitation, object of your, so eventually it becomes object of your anger, object, you know, because once you realize that very sound that you hear, now that becomes the object of compassion, because that sound is disease, that process is disease. So then you feel bad, you know, you feel bad. Same. We lose good, we dress well, we lose kind of good, we take care of our hair, we take care of our face, we want to be look good when we go out. Yeah, so we, does that mean you are completely free from all the problems, all the suffering? If you think like that, that's probably wrong assessment. You're assessing, how you say? Wrong assessment. That's how you say? You are not understanding the situation correctly. That's just your thought. Everybody, till you free yourself from samsara or till you reach fully enlightenment, there are issues. Doesn't mean you look good, doesn't mean you have no issues, yeah. You have money, doesn't mean you have no issues, yeah. Doesn't matter how good you look, how well you dress, what kind of house do you live in, what kind of car you drive, what kind of title you possess, still you have issues. So then that issues become the basis for compassion. Otherwise, if you just look at their house, there's no why you think they don't need compassion because they are doing very well. Doing well or not well is not based on how you look or how much you possess. It goes much, much deeper. It goes much deeper. It goes much deeper. So that's why your freedom, serious thought of your freedom first needs to occur. Serious thought of your freedom. If you don't see why I have to free, if you never ever dream freeing yourself from the problems, how you can free others? That you never dream of freeing yourself, and how you are going to free others is impossible. So renunciation is individual freedoms, your freedoms. That you see now, this is the reason why I should, you know, why I should, I say, help renounce me. Renunciation is helping yourself. Bodhicitta is helping others. If you don't know how to help yourself, how you can help others? Impossible. Renunciation means helping yourself. Bodhicitta means helping others. And of course, that's like win-win. So helping others is helping yourself, you know. So mind attack. That's why it's better. So anyway, so yeah, compassion. This is very important, compassion. Okay, so just to remember, doesn't matter how much you know, how much you don't know. And then you know, say then you know, when you see, as I said, reciting money mantra did not say how many times the merit that you create cannot count. You cannot count. If somebody put effort, every hair of four-leg animal on this planet can count one by one. Just think of that. Are you going to count? Just thinking about counting of the 1 year of your pet. Hair on 1 year of your pet. See how long that takes. And each hair, 1 year of your pet. How long that takes. the day or that day you can see how long it takes just to count one pet. Merit. Why? Essence is compassion. It's essence is compassion. Does not distinguish what you eat, what you wear, what you believe, what's your religion. Compassion does not distinguish. Compassion only rises when you see some issues with people, physically, mentally. Compassion rises. Compassion does not rise based on like knowledge about what you believe, what you eat, what you don't know. Compassion rises. Compassion rises. Simply, you are seeing the process going, having some problems, difficulties. Your compassion rises. So, now, when somebody is very angry, how we see? We are not able to distinguish between anger and the person who is angry. Can't distinguish. Because why? Because when things appear, we don't take our time. We don't take our time. We react right away. We don't take our time. If we take our time, analyze thoroughly every appearances that appears in front of you, every appearance, if you analyze thoroughly, reality appears. You go beyond appearances, you see the reality appears. Reality appears. So then to be nimotasiji, nimotandre kansa means. I think like Guy to Brazil, I don't remember exactly where, or maybe one of the sutras. Enlightened being sees, anger is the problem, not the person. Anger. You feel bad because that person is angry. That means that person is not free from anger. That person is like angry. So you feel bad that person has no anger. And you are wondering how I can help to ease that person's anger rather than thinking that person is evil. There is no evil. It's a perception. It's a perception. How to believe that you have said, how is about so and so? You when you say there's no evil, how is about so and so? The mind, ego has answered all the time. Ego ready to fight. How is about so and so? Why you told, how come there's not evil? Definition of evil. How do you find evil? Definition of evil. Do you call everybody evil? Because everybody at one point got angry. When they get angry, you know, like, to be nimotasiji, nimotandre kansa means. Yeah, action and actor. So much, you know, it's all for all our own benefit, okay? All our own benefit, all our benefit. So compassion, the compassion is the best. Compassion is the best. It heals you. It heals everybody. It keeps your mind calm, peaceful. Compassion, you know, compassion. Therefore, reciting Mani Mantra, so much benefit, so much benefit. Unbelievable, so much benefit. Yeah. Need to see, like I say, in the Buddhist text, what they talk about delusion, the six root delusion, the 22nd day delusion, what are those delusions? What are those, like, numbers? So maybe I should look up what is those numbers. Oh, like, when this number rise, like, what kind of impact that I have in my life? Oh, then you see. All the numbers been listed, you study them, you read them, you try to understand them, then you understand them, then you analyze. Oh, each one of them, when it arises, what kind of impact on my life, then you realize, oh. So, you know, so there's like the basis for the universal compassion, basis for universal compassion. So then, what do you do? Like, you look around. There are what we call human, we speak. Some group we speak same language, some group we don't share language, different language. Either you have no clue what they are saying, but we are seeing human. So there are many different languages. We are all human, but language we cannot communicate. But we are still human, so when you look around. But it doesn't matter whether you share the same culture, same ideology, same belief, same idea, same like culture, same way, all of that, all is different. Like if you have that's why you, when you meditate, when you come out of meditation, your perception changes. You understand? When you come out of meditation, your perception changes because you looking at the other beings, the deeper level, you don't look at that beings what you like, what you don't like. No, you're looking at that person at a deeper level, deeper levels. That allows you to have, you know, some compassion. See, meditation, what is meditation? Meditation means think. You're thinking about compassion. When you come out of that, your perception changes. So now look around, why people are fighting, why they are fighting here, fighting this group with that group, why they are fighting, why they are criticizing each other, why? Lack of compassion, that's all, lack of compassion. Why? Not understanding the deeper level, deeper level, not able to understand the deeper level, each and every being, doesn't matter which party you belong, which like country you belong, which tribe you belong, each and every being, every single second looking for happiness. Oh, do we understand that? Question is, do we understand that? Oh, each and every breathing, living being on this planet, what they're looking for something good. Whether that's your group, other groups, your party, other party, your family, other family, doing the same thing. Are you doing the same thing? Yes, I'm doing the same thing. Therefore, if somebody smiles, I enjoy. If somebody give you mean look, do I enjoy? I don't enjoy. Whether their person believing Buddhism or Christian or Islam, doesn't matter. I don't enjoy the mean look from Buddhist, mean look from Christian, mean look from Islam, Islam, because Islam, same thing. It all means look. Nobody enjoys. Nobody enjoys. So that's the fundamental thing. That's the fundamental things. What do you want? Same thing. Other person wants. Same thing. Same thing. Whether you speak the same language or whether you look same, whether you look physically look same or not, same thing. Same thing. So now, based on that, your choice to be kind, to be nice to others, or to be mean. When you try to be mean to somebody, nobody enjoys, nobody appreciates that. Why? Everybody is looking for something good. Nobody's looking for problems. When I'm trying to be mean, nobody enjoys. Nobody. Just forget about religion. Nobody enjoys. Even animals don't enjoy. The animals, you know, like the tiger and like the... Can you imagine the bird and the cat become friends? How that happens? Bird and cat, they're playing together. How that happens? Yeah, so nowadays you can see, you know, things like companies, totally, one is like prey, one is predators. Friend, how that happens? They have no education system. Nobody teaches them how to meditate. No dharma, there's no dharma. We, human, we think, we learn, sometimes you wonder what you learn. Really, you know, you wonder like, because when you look in your mind, you wonder like, what you learned, what you've been learning. You know, like, so, the mind that needs to be clean. It does not, if like mind is piece of rock you throw into water 20 years ago. Very, the beginning when you throw it's dry. After 20 years you take it out, it's still dry. So that means like heart or mind become like desert, hot desert, nothing grow. Hot desert, nothing grow. So, that's kind of like, you know, sad. So, like, did this, you know, many things did that. Is there any change in the mind? Is there any change? When you see, look at that person, the what he believes, like, just see as evil. Does this really help you? No. Why we do? Because why we are not being mindful. That's why we do. We are not being mindful. So compassion, this is very, very important. It gives you immense benefit. It gives you immense benefit mentally. It gives you immense, immense benefit. If things goes well in the mind, everything goes well. If things doesn't go well in the mind, no matter how much you possess, wherever you go, what you eat, what you wear, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So, you know, once in a while you wonder, did I really learn anything? Yeah, like when you look at your mind, as your mind, pretty much same thing, nothing will change. Just kind of, you know, like... there's some change, then you kind of grateful, oh, maybe there's some change. So then, you know, they change in the mind. The mind becomes more mellow, more soft, more compassionate. Oh, something is working. Mind becomes more violent, more angry, more agitated. So then everything helps. Circulations, everything goes wrong. Everything. Physical body, mentally, physical, everything goes wrong. the mind is kind of compassion. The things, life goes well, health goes well, death goes well, everything goes well. You know? Everything goes well in this life, everything goes well, everything goes on. After the verses, the death also goes well too. Also the compassion, that's why the money, okay. Sorry, so much to be said because I think it's important. Less than anymore. As I said, delusions. Basically, easy way to say is disturbing thought. That's what the delusion is, disturbing thought. That's called delusions. You know, the delusions are not very something special that you need to go to library to get one. No, no. The delusion is like disturbing thought. You don't need to like become, you don't need to sign to become Buddhist. Then you'll get one delusion. No, no. Delusion is not like that. Delusion is like disturbing thought. They're delusions. Say the word. Then actions. What you say, what you think, what you do, what people say, what people do, what people think. It's called le. It's called actions. Delusions. Now imagine in the boat, one boat, 100 people, everybody's in meditation on compassion, everybody's seeing, everybody's something beautiful, will they have any problem? One boat, everybody's looking at, they say, oh, you deserve to be loved, you deserve to be cared, you deserve to be cherished, you deserve to be hugged. You are the best. You are the only one. If everybody is thinking each other like that, will they have any problems? No. Oh, they're like that. Let them know more balloon tattoos. Let them know more. Oh, action. Then the disturbing thought is like the wave. Wild wave. Wild wave. Wave. Just imagine that you are in the oceans. With the boat, please don't think about without boat, with the boat. Okay. So I want you to be able to escape. the thing like boat is not thinking that you can go here, there, you know, it's like boat. Maybe the engine board, if you want engine board, the matter has some idea about engine board. What's it called? Machines? Engine? Strongest engine.
Strongest engine?
Oh.
In a boat?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Strongest board, just visualize that yourself is a boat, strong board, that you can like go fast. Huh? If there's two of the Chinese, according to Chinese, they're the name. Okay, in the oceans. It's not calm oceans, it's the wild oceans. Why is it wild? Because the wave. It's wild wave. Oh, people say all kinds of things. People saying this, people saying that. You watch news, then somebody say this, somebody say that, and then you read news. Somebody saying that, somebody saying that, all kinds of things. Man, like, all kinds of things. All kinds of things. What kind of things that people don't talk? What kind of things people do? People talk all kinds of things. Out of the people, there's 100 conversations. Out of that, how many of them you like? How many of them you don't like? It becomes like something you like, something you don't like. And how many of them are perception? How many of them are like all kinds of, you know? That's called wild wave. The ocean, there's wave all the time. conversation. Not just the ocean, there's not just alligator too. Sorry, there's alligator. Not like there's no alligator, there's alligator under the ocean. But don't worry, that you have boats. You can, but but you have to remember, you have to be mindful, there's alligator too. Alligator under the ocean. No? Yeah. First noble truth. Alligator is the first noble truth. First noble truth is alligators. Yeah? Under the oceans. Not a boat. Now maybe other side, maybe there's no alligators. Maybe there's no wild wave. You could go. Because you're bored, you could go. If you decide, oh, I'm just going to hang out here, so I'm not really thinking about crossing the oceans. I just want to hang out. Maybe there'll be another boat. Maybe there might be no another boat. Or if you just want to hang out, be mindful, there's crocodiles under the oceans. Don't just think that, you know, this ocean is, they need to be very, very mindful. So because why there's a wild wave. So then in that case, what you need to do, you could become a very good surfer. They use the wave for your benefit. Surf. Wave comes very good. Rather than going all just in a circle around it. It's full of water in that day. You become a surfer. That means great practitioners. The wave doesn't matter. Or don't get out of the boat. So be mindful. Then you won't want to do what to do. Same situations. Look around, same situations. Everybody in the same boat. Fundamental basis, like a foundation for universal compassion. Right? So then when you say money mantra, then you recite money mantra, the only thing you think about is compassion. Then you feel like present of spirit. Oh, they are also looking for every single second. They're also looking for happiness. They're also looking for something good. That's why they're humming. Compassion. See? So, to really feel something, to feel, not just the mama. You can use object, obvious object, somebody who's going through difficulties, you can just imagine some object that kind of very obvious issues, has obvious issues that kind of have you to life kind of become, if we don't think every day, daily basis, if we don't shape our life mentally, many reasons that you could go out of your mind, completely go out of your mind. You can focus so many things that you don't have. Yeah. They're not appreciating what you have, not appreciating what you have, not appreciating what you have. You know? So I'm if you're looking for what you don't have, this life, even if you live 500 years, not going to complete. Even though you live 500 years, if you look for what you don't have, 500 years not long enough You may be finishing looking around the desire realms. Probably not. And if you live 500 years, you even not finish looking around what you don't have, even just in the desire realm. Only just in human realm. Not in a desire realm. Desire realm just within the desire realm, the celestial realms. Within the human realm, you, if you look what you don't have, if you live 500 years, you are not going to be content. You're still going to find something you don't have. That's why. Not being content. Not being content. Not being satisfied. Not being content. Not being content by eating something. You are not going to be content by eating something. That needs to be very clear. You are not going to be content by eating something. That's not how you content. You're not going to be content. You are not going to be content by drinking something. It's a wrong idea that you are going to be content by drinking something. Wrong idea. If you think, you have to think. If you think something, eating something, possible you can be content, completely content. Without thinking, eating something, smelling something, drinking something, wearing something, going here, going there, hearing something, not going to be content. So think, contentment is part of the mental qualities. So it's kind of complicated. It's kind of, the life is, sorry to say, the life is complicated. There's something that you can do, then you can do it very well. Something if you don't do, it doesn't get better by itself. It doesn't get better by itself. I very much wish it gets better by itself, day by day. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Even though you wish, you pray, practically, other way around. So, anyway, so compassion, okay, compassion. Come back to the compassion. Yeah? So, one's own difficulties, one's own issues, your own issues in life, issues of other people's life, best way to approach compassion. So, Mani Padme Mantra is a way to recite the Mani. I'm not sure how much time.
This is about 35 minutes, Geshe-la.
We have 35 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So now, all my friends, so we're going to recite, say, 35 minutes, so... Because we do three malas. Because we do three malas. See if anybody's head's falling, if anybody's head is falling down. We'll do three malas. And please, not complicated. Just think about compassion. That's all. Just think about compassion, okay? Just think about compassion. And just think about that you are creating the merit that cannot be counted. And do it for all the people who are saving life in the hospital. All the people, do it, all the people who are doing. If you cannot think each and every being, just think about all the people who are doing good things, please. Just think good things, all the people who are doing good things. So then when you go outside, when the wind blows, touch your body, touch somebody else, believe or not, purify their mind, their negative karma, purify. Yeah. So then if you don't like your neighbors, then go, purposely go close to the neighbors and purify them. So maybe three round of mala, okay. The recite the stands are changing Maga Kundoka, Dhajaji Ula, Tujaji Balas, Cheresila, Chatsalu. Maybe chant seven times, then recite five. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Yeah. Very good. So now, anything to discuss? Any questions? So the recitations, you know, recitations, there's mantra. You say, oh, manipinda, 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 manipinda. There's like reciting mantra with the sound. You did mental recitations. So you now, oh, manipinda, you hear? Like that, you are not saying somebody is reciting. You hear, like just called mental recitation, something like that. So you hear, like, you hear the sound of the mantra. But that's where you are not making a sound. But you sound the mantra, you know, like somebody, Om Mani Padme Hum. You hear, like that. That's also another mental recitations. That's what mental recitation means. Somebody saying that you are hearing the sound. Mental, he did. Should be there with the sound of mantra, no mantra, no mantra. The mental recitation, somebody say the mantra, you hear. There's no sound coming from you. They're like, they're called. Yeah, he did. That's for the sake of knowledge, okay, he did. So then, even just one, you know, so mantra, for instance, maybe someday I will probably read that the books that explain the benefits. It's mind blowing. It's very easy. Six syllable. Not like Om Mani Padme Hum. See. No. It's only Om Mani Padme Hum. It's only six syllables. There's no seven syllables. It's called six syllable mantra. No? So then, you know, dedicate. So then please, you know, not just say the word, but really think about compassion. Think about compassion. You know? That's why the Lamrim, all this, you know, like suffering has been listed to help you to understand how, like, to help us to develop compassion, you know, develop compassion. Okay. Oh yeah. Then what else? So I think that's all today. So good morning, MS Chester. Good morning. Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Helen. So then what else? Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Meredith. Alex, Sandra, Anila, David, Laura. So anything else?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Otherwise,
Geshe-la, a student asked a question. She said she's not sure if you were wanting specific questions about the mantra or general questions. And asks if you can talk about how to avoid having anger with her teenagers or children.
Yeah. How to avoid anger
with her teenage children.
One time my nephew, Stinson, came down, visit me from New York. Of course, like, no teenager, but 7 years old, 7 or 8 years, something like that. Running around, running up and down, my old daily schedule upside down, running out, going outside, ringing the bell. I thought somebody came, I opened the door, that was him. I ring bell again, then testing, he's doing the same thing. Tell the say something goes here. I thought maybe, you know, I need to teach him 9 round breathing meditations. I thought he desperately needed that. I thought he desperately needed 9 round breathing meditations. Calm down him. So I told him to come up, come. I took him to other room, let him sit down. Then taught 9 round breathing meditations. I said, that's what you do to keep yourself, calm down. He said, yes. Next day, no progress. No progress. Doing the same thing, running here, running around. Then, maybe I didn't realize I'm the one who needs the 9 round breathing meditation, not him, because he's having good time. So then he's showing me. He's kind of showing me, because I'm going out of my mind. He's having great time running here, running there. So it's hard. So then I realized that too. I need to calm down. So it's hard. So in that case, what do you do? So You become actors. You are both acting together, or you become audience. How is it, audience? Mm-hmm. Once you become actor, it's hard. It's not easy because everybody's acting. Then it's hard to. Nobody's watching. Everybody's acting. that's like hard circumstance, the difficult situations that you are in, difficult situations. But I highly recommend you to read Shantideva's chapter number 6, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. And sometimes I jokingly call that like anger management program taught by Shantideva. Anger management. Shetan Sumisen Chanas. Shantideva they were called Shetan anger. What's called? It's called pain. It's pain. When you harbor that pain, you are going to have pain. Shouldn't wonder why, because it's pain. Shetan Sumisen Chanas. So that's how I'm just sharing with you how the meditation has been done. Shandas and Muslim Chalas. Yeah, first need to understand it's a pain. If you have, you are in pain. Somebody else have, they are in pain. How that pain occur? We have desire because of that. Because we have desire. Two types of desires. Shantideva said, the wanting to my teenage daughter or boy to be quiet or to listen, this desire, this one type of desire. Another type of desire is you don't want them to do this, them to do that, them to do desire to not wanting to do something. There's two types of desire. When interruption takes place between those desires, so then there's a fuel. There's a fuel for anger. So then you found the fuel for anger. Then what you usually do, unfortunately, we heavily rely on anger. Result, finish. Yourself, finish. Jom is now, self is burned. The self is burned down by anger. So that's how Shantideva did thorough research how to prevent from anger, ones from anger. That's why chapter number 6 is the more pages. That was not easy, you know? So I'm sorry to hear that you are having difficulty with pages. So, and now, if you read the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, so I hope that you definitely you'll find some help from that. So, need to. What do you mean meditation on anger? What I mean meditation on anger means like the downside of anger. If you harbor that pain, you are not going to enjoy peace of mind, for sure. Not able to sleep, lose appetite, lose ability to judge. Whatever you judge, that might not be good outcome. Lose ability to judge, appetite, sleep. Who says Shantideva? Shadasu Musindana Inishiva Nyaminu. Physically, you don't feel good. Mentally, of course, not feel good. Completely lose ability to judge. Completely lose ability to judge. Bad jump, Shadateva doesn't. That's what happens. If you rely on anger, you destroy yourself. Basically, you destroy yourself. That jhum is destroyed. That jhum. So, then you know. So, maybe like as analyzing what you're going to say, what you're going to, analyzing your thought, analyzing your three doors, like before you say something, you analyze if it's necessary to say. Or maybe sometimes people get angry because saying too much, people get irritated or not. It's necessary. Or like, it's tough. So therefore, you can't pay back kindness that you receive from your mother. You cannot pay back. They sacrifice so much for your well-being and not knowing that we act like we are born like this. We've completely forgot how we are born. So unfortunately, you know, so this thing never taught in school. This thing should be taught in school. How you are born. You don't born like this. You are born, when you are born, you can't even like chase away fly that land on your face. You cannot even chase away. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to eat. Everything taught by your mother needs to remember. You know, our culture, Tibetan culture, is very much rooted in Dharma, so people understand, you know. So in the West, these things need to be taught in school, at a very young age, how to remember kindness and how that you can never pay back kindness. You see the sacrifice they did for your well-being. If something went wrong in the very beginning, you are finished, you are not here now. So those knowledge needs to be taught in the school, and so it's very important to how to not all same. Just like some stupa is 32 feet, some is 7 feet, they are not same. Some of them taller, some of them shorter. It's not everything's round. Some of them are flat. You know, they're thinking like that, oh, everything's round, that's a mistake. Or same, like, when I become 18, why, what, or who are you? Well, we are same. No, not same, there's no same. There's no same. There's order in life that people need to understand. There's order in life. So it needs to be taught at the school. So then that kid becomes also good kids. That has positive influence for their own children, you know, good kids. All the elder and the parent need to be, they deserve respect. They deserve to be respect. There's like it's an important part of the family. So anyway, so that's all I'm saying. I'm sorry, so like that you are having a hard time, but please try all your best and reach Chandra Deva test, okay? Chapter number 6. You know?
Yeshua, this is Denise. Oh. I have a question too. And also a comment, having raised 3 teenagers.
Yeah, please. Just to say, comment.
I put a link in the chat to an article written by a scientist that I respect about how to help teenagers at this time at home. It's really hard for them. And so it has practical suggestions. And for myself, I found dealing with my own teenagers to stop and ask a question, a sincere question about whatever the conflict is. And a lot of times they weren't even going where I thought they were going. And so it helped to diffuse. So, but my question is about, His Holiness was talking this weekend about the 3 types of compassion, something about a king.
This is more elaborate comment, no?
I'm sorry?
More elaborate comments, how to deal with teenagers.
Oh, about the teenagers. So, for example, if I was dealing with my teenagers and I felt something, you know, that I felt like I was being disrespected, I would feel that I arise. In that moment, I would try to take a breath and ask a question. So let them talk some more about whatever it was. And, you know, sometimes their answer would show me that they weren't really, you know, thinking the negative thing that I thought they were thinking. Sometimes it would show me that they were, but at least it would give me a moment to stop and think. And then the other thing that I was saying was that this is just really a very, very hard time for a lot of people, but also for that age, it's really awful for them because being isolated, they are trying to define themselves. That's their job right now by talking with their peers and interacting with the other teenagers, and they can't do that the normal way. So I think it must be a very difficult time for parents of teenagers right now.
Plus they have so much energy. So much energy, power, that energy needs to be burned somewhere, one way or another. So that everybody's focused on each other's difficulties. So then that will help, you know, that will help what each other's going through. That kind of some kind of conversations based on that, what everybody's going through, what mom is going through, what they are going through, just sit down, have open conversation, discussion, that part will help you. Also. Other than just saying, oh, you are so rude, you are so mean, you know, that's not a help.
Yeah. The other thing I learned from Decky Lee is if you need to have a conversation with a teenager, go for a walk with them. Because it's easier for them to have a conversation when you're walking side by side than when you're sitting face to face. So as a practical strategy, that might accomplish both communication and also burning some energy.
Yeah, so they have so much energy. So like, when you look at the teenage dogs, they have also so much energy to burn, so they have to go to walk. So when you go out, when we go out of this house, that these dogs get very excited because they know now we are walking, we are going to walk 2 miles, something like that. Yeah. So anyway, so then so thank you so much, Denise. Wonderful.
Sure.
So what is your questions about compassion?
Oh, this weekend, His Holiness mentioned 3 types of compassion. Something about being like a king, or like a shepherd, or like a boatman. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I was been treated like king here last 4 months, so I think I qualify to talk about king a little bit now. Now I'm in the position that I'm like treated like king last 4 months here. So
you have a good team there.
Yeah, wonderful team. Both the are you sure that His Holiness said the compassion or bodhicitta?
Oh, it could have been bodhicitta. I'm not sure.
Just checking in.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
No, just checking in. So here in this there here is nobody's right or wrong, everybody's right. Both means like you, it's like everybody's going together, other side. Not like board man?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't just go fast and the being first and the letter. They cannot be happened. If you are both, so you take them, you go together, other side. So there's a Then another one, shepherd. So that means like you probably, you help others. You probably help them to reach enlightenment first. Then after that, you get enlightened. That's like shepherd, like attitudes, like shepherd. So you first, all the hurt goes before you. You don't go before hurt. So that's not the best way to look for the hurt. Take care. You go first, then you have no idea where they're going. So you hurt, so you go shepherd. You have to go beyond the hurt. So then you have idea where you are directing them. Where you go. If you go before the hurt, so the same thing. So shepherd, so that means you help them. You liberate them, all of them, and then end. Then you try to liberate. Then the king is like fast, first you become king, so then you look after your people. So then you get enlightened first, so then you take care of the other beings later. So there's what has been, if I remember correctly, that's what has been said in the text, okay?
Thank you, Geshe-la. That's very clear. It might be associated
with the bodhicitta, or maybe you can also, if you told me said compassion like that, I would just, no wonder. There can be compassion like that. Three types of compassion like that. Okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. So then,
Yes, Geshe-la.
No more questions?
Let me check over on YouTube really quick. No questions on YouTube, Geshe-la.
Oh, very good. I shouldn't say very good, but it's okay. Oh, yeah, so then maybe time to close now. Okay, time to close. Yeah, Amala.
So let's read the dedication verses from Master Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrei Zigtinzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. One who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Alatale, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsokapan Listen Void, Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor of myself and others, your disciples, please live on. Om Taritu Taritu Reso Ha. Om Taritu Taritu Reso Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So 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 Ha.
Oh, yeah, thank you. See you Wednesday.
Okay, Geshe-la, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Good day.